Shusar Rabbanim. Tainus Esther is a very strange day. Strange in terms of our Avodas Hashem, on one hand being a fast day, on the other hand it's one of the Yimei HaPurim. And there's a strange dichotomy to this, strange nuance to this day, to the Avodas Hashem of this day. Rav Soloveitchik has a well-known chiddush about the unique role of Tainus Esther as what he calls a Tainus Shel Simcha, where he's medayik from the Rambam, several halachos, that Tainus Esther has a unique role in terms of halacha, that is the only Tainus that will be makdim, instead of pushing off, we'll bring it in earlier. And the fact that, whereas all the other Tainus in the Rambam says, based on the Nevi'im, will turn into Yimei Simcha, They will be batal as Yom of Avelus, but as part of Purim, so Tainus Esther will not be batal. Tainus Esther will continue even Yimos HaMashiach, even as a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is because Tainus Esther is not a day of commemoration of the Churban HaBayis. Tainus Esther has a much more meaningful message, which hopefully we'll explore and touch on today. The question is, when we're saying Slichos in the morning, or Davening Vayichal, clearly the theme is to be doing tshuva. Clearly we're trying to reconnect to Hashem Yisparach in a manner reminiscent of old. But it's different. It's different than Asar B'Tevis, it's different than Shiva Asar B'Tamos, it's different than any of the other Tanesim. So what is our goal? What are we working towards? What are we davening for? What are we doing tshuva for? Why are we fasting? The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the halacha of Misanim Yud Gimel Ba'adar is because Bimei Mordechai and Esther Nikalu B'Yom Yud Gimel Ba'adar Lilachim La'amod Al Nafsham. The Jews gathered together to defend themselves. Vayisuichim Levakish Rachmim V'Tachanunim Shiyazim Hashem Linakim Oyveihem. They had to daven that Hashem should help them to take vengeance against their enemies. U'Matzinik Shayu B'Yom Melchama Shayu Misanim. Obviously, when they were fighting, they were in battle, they were fasting. Chazal teach us, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom B'yom Shenil Chamim Amalek, when he was fighting Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu also fasted. V'yim Kain B'vara Gam B'yimei Mordechai Ha'yim Misanim B'osei Yom. So certainly when they were fighting Amalek, they were fasting also. L'chei Nogu Kol Yisrael Is'anos V'yim Gimel V'Adar. And therefore, the custom is to fast on the 13th of Adar, V'nikra Tainis Esther, K'dei Lizko Sh'Hashem Yisparach Roa V'Shomea, Call Ish Be'ez Tzaraso Kasher Yis'anev Yashuv Al Hashem. To remind us, it's called Tainus Esther after the individual, Esther Amalka. To remind us that Hashem is with every individual when he does tshuva, when he fasts, when he returns to Hashem with all of his heart. K'mo sha'asa b'imim ha'hem. So our avoda today is reminiscent of the avoda of the fast of Mordechai and Esther, of Moshe Rabbeinu, who are fighting Amalek, who are waging war against Amalek. And therefore they fasted. And today we are also battling a war. Today we are also engaged in battle. And so we are fasting. And our battle is also against Amalek. But many, many of our Gedolim over the generations have taught us that Amalek today has taken on a new form. From Reb Chaim to Rabbi Nachman, today Amalek is associated as an ideology. It's a false hashkafa. It's a false way of thinking that we have to combat. Everyone's familiar with the famous gematria of Amalek being equal to Safek. Amalek asher karcha baderech, that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, when they were unchallengeable, no one had the chutzpah to challenge Am Yisrael, Hashem's people. Babliyal achas, Rashi says, One crazy fool came, jumped into a boiling hot pool, and cooled it down for everyone else. Amalek, even though we beat them at the war, but they made it possible to challenge Am Yisrael. The chutzpah of Amalek, injecting suffix, injecting doubt, injecting suffix into the status and the stature of Am Yisrael. That was Amalek then. What is Amalek now? Says Rav Shlomo Karlbach, imagine one day I wake up and I say, Master of the world, from now on, I mamish want to serve you. So Brother Amalek comes along as a little voice inside of you, and he says, "Who are you kidding? I know you. You are a failure. You were a failure till now. I know you will do it for maybe 3 or 4 days, and then it's over." Says Rav Shlomo, "I want you to know something awesome. I could swear that 90% of marriages that end up in divorce, something happened mamish at the beginning. During the chuppah, during the ceremony, some people were standing there, and they were saying to each other, 'I'd love to see how long this one lasts.' That's Amalek energy, shooting arrows. What does Amalek really want? Amalek wants to take away your courage to live. Amalek wants you to be sad. What happens to you if you have failed 10 times? You don't have the courage to try anymore, and all of a sudden you're full of sadness. How do you get out of Amalek? On Purim, gevalt amai besimcha. When I am drunk, you can tell me anything in the world, and I will laugh in your face. And I will say, 'L'chaim, l'chaim, I'm going to make life out of this. I'm so glad. I have the privilege to be a failure. Who cares?' Because how do you know what a failure is anyway? If someone says to you, 'You went down the wrong street,' I say, 'How do you know it's the wrong street? Maybe it's the right street.' The tool, the weapon against Amalek's suffix is to know that everything comes from Hashem in the first place anyway. It's to know that everything that happens is Bidei Shemayim. We call that Emunah. And when you look in Parshas B'Shalach and you see when Moshe Rabbeinu was battling Amalek and the nation was battling down in the valley and they're looking up, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are raised up to heaven. So the pasuk says, 'Vayihi yadav emunah abo ha-shamesh.' The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah asks, 'V'chi yadav shel Moshe osos milchama?' Moshe Rabbeinu's hands off, they're winning, down, they're losing. So they're waging a war? No. When Am Yisrael would look up the mountain, they would see Moshe Rabbeinu davening to Shemayim. Their hearts were full of emunah. And that emunah allowed them to defeat Amalek. Today also, in combating this suffix, this false ideology, lack of self-confidence in our Avodas Hashem, a lack of self-confidence in our role as the Am HaNivchar, so we have to combat that false ideology with emunah. The power of a Jew is in his faith. The power of a Jew is understanding that we're beyond this world. We connect to the intangible. Mordechai tells Esther, "Hacharish tacharish leis hazos." If you're quiet now, if you sit back and you let history take its course, run its course, adu beis avich tovidu, you'll be gone. You'll be gone. But Rebbe Chasol Yamal Yerimi Malkam Acher. But trust me, there's a God who will take care of this Jewish people forever, for all of eternity. And we have to know that that's true for us as well. We have to know that Shaul HaMelech's mistake when he battled Amalek was, as Shmuel HaNavi tells him, "Afilim katan ata be'inecha," even if you're small in your own eyes. When we're small in our own eyes, then the suffix rules. When we understand that Melech Yisrael ata, that you are a king, you are the king of all the other people, Am Yisrael is the king of all the nations. When we realize that, so then we connect to that emunah. We connect to understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Our power is in that intangible emunah. It's an incredible thing. Mazal Adar, we know, is the fish. The fish are not seen by the naked eye because they're underwater. You don't know how many fish are simon for Puruvu because you don't know how many children they're having. There are millions and millions of fish underneath the surface of the water. We don't even see them. The message is that there's much more than what meets the eye. You look at a Jew, there's so much more than what you see when you first look in the mirror. We wear masks on Purim because really, it's the rest of the year that we're wearing a mask. On Purim, nichnas yayin yatzasod. We're trying to reveal who we really are inside, where our true strength is. Mordechai Tzadik The Megillah calls him Ben Kish. The Slicha that we read this morning in Davening tells us that Ben Kish went with Hikish al Dalte Beis HaSefer. He went and he knocked on the cheder doors. And he sat down on the dust. Rebeats Tinokos Lefanav Yamim Shloshat Tzamim Uchupanim. He took children to sit with him. Why did he go to the cheder? Why did he go to the schoolyard? Wouldn't it have been better to gather all the Gedolei Yisrael, the rest of the Sanhedrin, to get together and daven? Some of them were. But why? Why do you need the cheder children? Because who thinks that there's power with little children? Who thinks that the tefillos of little children are worth anything? Who thinks that a little school child can have a powerful effect in Shemayim? But Mordechai knew that no, our power is in what's hidden. Our power is in what's beyond. Hevel tinokos shel beis rabban. The pure lips, the pure tongue of a Jewish child who learns Torah. That is the power of the Jew. And the more that we connect to this emunah, the more that we connect to our faith in Hashem Yisbarach, the more that we are able to combat Amalek. Hashem Yishmuel brings down, of course, the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel that says that Haman initially wanted to just fight. He just wanted to destroy Mordechai. But then he wanted to destroy Am Mordechai, which the Gemara says is the Rabbanan. And then from the Rabbanan he wanted to destroy all of Am Yisrael. So what happened? What brought about this dream of genocide, of destroying an entire people? Says Hashem Yishmuel, based on Ramban, Parshas B'chukotzai, he says, the Pasuk says, Vishpati Chaya Ra'a min ha'aretz. He explains that Chaya Ra'a, an evil animal, a wild animal, once it gores, or once it attacks a person, so it becomes that becomes its nature, and wants to attack more and more. And so therefore, he says, Haman, once he envisioned killing Mordechai, so it was as though it was done already. He felt as though he'd accomplished already, now but he had a taste of it, he wanted more, he wanted to destroy everything that Mordechai represented, which was the Rabbanan. And once he envisioned that, so then he felt he wanted to get even more. Because he felt he had done it. He destroyed the Rabbanan. But every Yid is a little bit of a Rabbanan. Every Yid is a little bit of a Mordechai. And so he wanted to be able to get that Mordechai out of every single Jew. So that Mia grew and grew and grew. And that's why Haman wanted to destroy the entire Jewish people. And he says, but the same Mia is true on the other side, on the opposite. Is that when we commit ourselves to Avodas Hashem, when we commit ourselves to Emunah, so that Mia strengthens itself and grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And so what it boils down to, my friends, is that this Tainus Esther, as we're about to say Daven Mincha, and it seems like it's a regular fast day where we're doing Tshuva over Churban Abayis, but we're not doing Tshuva over Churban Abayis. It's true, some of the tefillos certainly still reflect that, and we certainly are davening for Gula Bekarov. But we are davening for that Churban which is inside of us. That Churban of Amalek, that the effect that Amalek has had on us, which makes it that still ain't a shem sholem, ain't a kisei sholem. There's not a proper gilui shechina in this world, and an understanding that gilui shechina really depends on us knowing how to say two words in the right way. Those two words are good Purim. There's a story of the Kuznets Magid. A Jew came to him, lined up with all the rest of the Yidden on Purim. A poor, very poor Jew, very sad Jew, very downtrodden Jew, named Pinchasel. Pinchasel had a very hard life. He had no parnasa. His wife doesn't respect him. His children don't respect him. Nobody in town respects him. Pinchasel lines up to go greet the Kuznets Magid. He says, "Good Purim, Rebbe." The Kuznets Magid says, "Good Purim, Pinchasel. You didn't bring me any Shalach Manos?" So Pinchasel says, "Rebbe, you know, I'm very poor. I can't afford to bring you Shalach Manos." So the Kuznets Magid says, "You know what your problem is, Pinchasel?" He says, "Rebbe, I have many problems. I'm poor. My family doesn't respect me. I don't have a job. Nobody in town respects me." He says, "Pinchasel, your problem is one thing. You don't know how to say good Purim." So, "Say good Purim, Pinchasel." "Good Purim, Rebbe." "No, no, no. Let me teach you how to say it." Good Purim! Good Purim, Pinchasol! Say good Purim, Pinchasol. Good Purim, Rebbe. No. Stronger. Good Purim, Rebbe. Stronger! Good Purim, Rebbe! Stronger! Good Purim, Rebbe! Purim. Good Pinchasol. Now go bring me some Shalach Manas. Pinchasol runs out. He goes to the Makolet. And he walks in. And he owes this guy money for months and months. He says, good Purim! And the grocer says, good Purim, Pinchasol. How can I help you? He says, I need Shalach Manas for the Rebbe. Svakasha! Pinchasol, take whatever you want. Take some food. He wraps up some fruit, nuts, wine. Brings it to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, good Purim, Pinchasol. Good Purim, Rebbe. Pinchasol, yes, Rebbe. Go make Purim with your family. Pinchasol says, but I need a Suda. So go make a Suda. So he goes back to the grocer. He says, good Purim. Good Purim, Pinchasol. What can I help you with? I need a Suda. Okay, take what you need. He takes the salads and he takes wine and he goes down the street and he goes to the butcher. Good Purim. And the butcher says, how can I help you? He says, I need meat for my Suda. Take some meat. Vakasha, it's Purim. He goes down the street and he needs flowers for his wife. Good Purim, Pinchasol. Can I get you some flowers? Yes, I want your most beautiful flowers. Good Purim. He comes down the street with this load of bounty that heading towards his house, and the children see, who is this strange man who's coming with all these goods towards our home? And they realize it's their father, and they don't understand what's going on. Did he steal all this stuff? What's going on? And he comes in and he says, good Purim, my holy family, my sweet family, good Purim! And he's screaming at the top of his lungs. He's shining with light. And the children, for the first time in months, start to smile. They're screaming back at their Abba, good Purim, Abba! And his wife, her eyes are shining. It's the most beautiful, beautiful Purim Suda. Down the road, in the Beis Medrash of the Kuzhin Sumagid, he tells all the Chassidim to be quiet. In the middle of the Suda, everyone should be quiet. Shh. He says, do you hear that sound? That's the sound of Am Yisrael. That's the sound of the Nitzchius of Am Yisrael. You should know. Shalevo shalo yikamu l'netzach kol achosim bach. The Jewish people never have to be afraid. The Jewish people never have to be embarrassed. Shua samayis al netzach. Hashem is there for them forever. You just have to know how to say good Purim.